If you're just joining us, you're listening to Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Laura Sullivan. Writer-director Lena Dunham's new show, Girls, centers around a group of 20-something women living in New York City and the struggles that they face.
Hannah, your mother and I have been talking, and we feel that it may be time for one final push.
What is a final push?
We're not going to be supporting you any longer.
See, I wasn't going to phrase it like that.
That's Lena Dunham's character, Hannah, talking to her parents in the pilot episode. Although Girls makes its debut on HBO April 15th, it's already garnering rave reviews from television critics. It's produced by Judd Apatow of 40-Year-Old Virgin and Bridesmaids fame. And it was Apatow who first brought the relatively unknown 25-year-old to HBO to pitch her first show.
And I sort of went into this mini diatribe about how I felt like my girlfriends were this really specific kind of girl, kind of post-recession college graduate girl who's like possibly been in therapy since she was 12. And I had this like whole spiel for them, and I was shocked to find out that it actually resonated.
Well, the show is already being compared to the other HBO show, Sex and the City. And I find this a little bit strange because the only thing that the two things seem to have in common is that they both have four girls in them and they are in New York. What do you think of the comparison?
I mean, if you're the sort of the first woman-centric ensemble show coming to HBO after Sex and the City, you have to know you're living in the shadow of one of the biggest TV phenomenons ever. And it was, of course, an incredibly meaningful show to me, and I feel like this show couldn't exist without it, not only because it carved the space for women in television that it did, but also because the girls who this show is about probably moved to New York, you know, three quarters because they watched the Sex and the City marathon and thought, like, I want me a piece of that. But it is covering a really different time in the lives of these women, and I'd say tonally it's pretty different, too.
Definitely. I mean, the thing that strikes me about it compared to Sex and the City is that, you know, even with Carrie Bradshaw, she was kind of wacky in some ways, but she was thin and beautiful, and she dated these incredible men, and she had this fabulous life, and she had all this style and the shoes and the clothes, and you wanted to be her. But your characters are so raw, and they are so real. Do you worry that it's hard to draw an audience around such reality? Will audiences want to see real girls on screen?
I hope so, because I feel like especially women, and really by women I'm speaking for myself, have been waiting to see, you know, a reflection of somebody who feels a little more like someone they could know or a little more like someone they could be. And so I hope that that comes through. And also the fact that we're really, you know, we're making it clear that you're allowed to laugh at these girls, that they are making mistakes, that we're not sort of, you know, promoting their behavior as sort of like models of healthy wellness. And I think that's an important detail, too.
Definitely. The way that men sometimes write women can seem sort of superficial to a lot of women. And I think that what we often see on television are women's relationships that are, you know, silly, or they're full of envy for each other or competitiveness. And they're sort of they're sort of lacking in depth. But you have written these characters that are smart, independent people who have these incredibly deep friendships. They trust each other. And it's the muddling through life part that's sort of driving the plot. Is that something you did on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, I think my goal was to show that these are girls with really three-dimensional friendships, sort of like they are as complicated and as up and down as romances are. And so I think that that is something I really wanted to see. And also, you know, the idea that these girls are sort of challenged but hopeful. I think that's the thing for me that makes all of the sort of fumbling bearable, is the fact that they all, I like sort of envy my character Hannah's like ability. She's sort of in some way like a little bit of an unsinkable Molly Brown. She's like, she's just always rising up again after the most, like chuck her in the mud, she's up again. And I don't even know how she does it.
The character Hannah is so vulnerable and so fearless at the same time. And I think, I'm sure you know what I'm going to say next, but the nudity and the sex scenes. We can't play any of these scenes here.
They're not safe for work. They're not safe for radio.
Were you nervous about shooting them?
You know, I don't know what my damage is, but I was not that nervous. I always want to say, like, yes, it was terrifying. I mean, there's the moment when you first take off your robe where you're like, I hope everything's in the right place. But at the same time, like, what's scarier is like playing the emotional vulnerable notes that exist. I find it really awkward to do a scene where I'm supposed to seem like I'm in love. Like that stuff to me feels in some way more dangerous.
The four characters in Girls are in their early 20s, and if the show is a success, and I certainly hope it will be, do you already know where you want to go with them?
What I loved when we came up with the title, Girls, was the idea of having, you know, 5 years down the line, a show about four women that you're calling girls, you know, seeing that transition happen. And I do have a sense of where these relationships go. But the amazing thing about that I've learned doing TV is how consistently surprised you are, because you'll cast someone for what, you know, you think is one episode arc, and the relationship will work so well that you can't let them go. I mean, it's really cool how much the characters take on a life of their own.
That's writer-director Lena Dunham. Her new show, Girls, premieres on HBO on April 15th. Lena, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.